Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for February 27th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next couple weeks of Gamers In content. First up, I want to say thank you to our February patron Grant. Thank you so much for supporting the show directly through Patreon. And we are looking for our March patron, so if you want to become a new patron or upgrade your pledge, you'll get a shout out all month long. Now for the Gamers In, we did welcome Jocelyn back last week. And as for what we're going to be playing this week, or in the coming weeks, I should say, I don't know. Honestly, I'm kind of stuck between, you know, what I have on the go with Elden Ring and Fire Emblem Engage, and I am tempted by Metroid Prime Remastered. It looks so good. I did play it on the Wii, and I did play it when it launched on GameCube, but I think the last time I beat it was definitely on GameCube, so it's been quite a while. And I do really like that game. And the remaster looks really cool. And I know some folks in Discord have picked it up. So it's something I'm thinking about for the next couple weeks. I think I might try to focus on Fire Emblem before I pick up another Switch game. And I also have Sparks of Hope that I kind of picked up and walked away from pretty quick. But I'm also checking out Atomic Heart on Xbox Game Pass, which launched just last week, and I'm kind of torn on that one as well, because honestly, the dialogue and the writing is just, it's not great. It's really not great. Anytime the main character speaks, he just is constantly whining about what he has to do, or he's whining about the talking glove that he's wearing. There's a vending machine, all that writing is really bad. So I'm not sure, but the gameplay, you know, it reminds me a lot of BioShock. I loved BioShock, and it's got a strong focus on melee combat. It's, man, first-person melee combat. Is there a game out there that's got that, you know, nailed down? I think Dead Island 2 is going to be coming out in April. And again, they make the first-person melee combat look cool, but I'm off the top of my head, I'm racking my brain. Is there a good first-person melee game out there? And I can't. It's not coming to mind. So honestly, to be, you know, perfectly honest, I don't know what we're going to be playing for the next couple weeks. Maybe I'll come to some conclusions once we get to the upcoming video games for March. I know I put the newest Pokemon game on my birthday list, so that might be something that we get around to in the coming weeks. But, you know, I might dive back into some games that I've kind of picked up since the start of the year and fell off of. I've got some games I picked up on Steam Deck to play, like Dome Keeper and Cult of the Lamb. That one just got a big expansion added. So that all being said, don't worry, lots of Gamers In content to come. And just what we'll be playing, who knows? I'm kind of unknown right now, but I'm thinking of going back into the more recent backlog. So look forward to that. And I did mention Elden Ring. We haven't had a chance to talk about this, but we did do our Elden Ring stream. I think it went very well. I had a lot of fun with Travis and LC. Shout out to them for guiding me through the intro to the world of Elden Ring. And I've got to say, I really think that I would like to schedule a couple check-in streams. To be honest, just to keep me playing. You know, I played a good couple weeks after our stream, and I have fallen off a little bit, which is unfortunate. Just got distracted by other stuff, but I am really enjoying that game, very much so. The exploration is really cool, and the Souls type gameplay combat, while not my favorite, I still find like I get that satisfaction when I conquer every encounter, not just a boss, but every encounter. I really do enjoy that. And I think I did face off against one boss. I think it was it's Godric. And I beat him in one try, one attempt. I had help. I had the summon character help the NPC that you can recruit to help you out for at least the first two boss fights. I don't know if it's every boss fight, but I'm enjoying it, and I need to get back to it. So I will be scheduling a follow-up stream to keep me playing it. You know, maybe that's something I'll do with that one, because it is an easy game to kind of I don't want to say it's an easy game to walk away from, but it's like, it's a tough game. So, you know, it's knowing me, I'm going to find excuses not to go back to it. Because it is, it's by no means easy. It is difficult. But I am enjoying it. The open world is really cool. Looking at Summoner's Call, we do have a new episode this week where we'll have new heroes from the Tellius series to cover and possibly a legendary hero. I'm not sure if that one's going to get announced in time, but it'll be on the horizon for us to chat about. We are also planning a spoiler chat check-in on Fire Emblem Engage, stopping after the chapter 10/11 point in the game. So if you've played the game, you know why that's a kind of a significant point for us to kind of cap the conversation off at. I think it gives a good idea of the intro to the game and where the story's going. So Eddie and I thought that'd be a good spot to end our first check-in. Looking at upcoming games, we have Wolong Fallen Dynasty coming out March 3rd. I think that's also coming to Game Pass. Dead Cells Return to Castlevania DLC is coming out on the 6th. Fatal Frame Mask of the Lunar Eclipse coming out on the 9th. Legend of Heroes Trails to Azure on the 14th. Dark Pictures Switchback VR to the 16th. Bayonetta Origins is coming to the Switch on the 17th. WWE 2K23 on the 17th as well. Atelier Ryza 3, Alchemist of the End and the Secret Key is on the 23rd. EA Sports PGA Tour on the 24th. Resident Evil 4, the remake, is coming out on the 24th. Crime Boss on the 28th. MLB The Show 23 on the 28th as well. The Last of Us Part 1, which got delayed on PC, is releasing on the 28th alongside those other games. And finally, Dredge will be out on the 30th. And one final update here, our TGI Game Club. We continue with Jedi Fallen Order with our 4th and 5th milestones over the next couple weeks. And discussions are ongoing in our Game Club forum in the Discord. Things are going well. We had to kind of modify one of our milestones. I think the game is, and it got flack for this at release, the pacing's a little bit weird on it. Because when you finish a mission, it kind of like says, okay, return to the Mantis, which is the ship. And there's no fast travel. You kind of just have to navigate back to the Mantis. And there's some backtracking, especially if you miss the shortcuts that you're unlocking. So that's been my experience with the game, is like when you finish a tomb or a mission, it's like, all right, we're done here. Head back to the ship. And it's like, yeah, but the ship is, you know, all the way at the start. And sometimes some of the areas are set up well where it's just like, oh, I can open this door now. And then, hey, there's the area with the ship. But other times it's like, no, you got to figure out a way to backtrack. And I got lost a few times. So we did modify some milestones a little bit with milestone 2 and 3 to kind of catch some folks up and give some folks some more time, myself included. I've really enjoyed the extra time. But yeah, really enjoying it. We'll be able to finish that one in time for Survivor, which is launching at the end of April. And speaking of the Discord, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great couple weeks.